Welcome in. In this lesson, we're going to take a simple riser and flip it into a crunchy sampler-style texture inside Ableton Live 12, then shape it into a proper drum and bass transition. And I want you to think about this the right way from the start. We are not just making sound go up, we're creating tension that feels alive, rhythmic, dirty, and musical. That matters a lot in DNB, because the buildup can make or break the drop. If the transition has energy, movement, and a bit of grit, the whole arrangement suddenly feels way more exciting. So let's build something that sounds like it belongs in Jungle, Rollers, or darker Neuro-influenced DNB. We're keeping this beginner-friendly, using stock Ableton devices, and we're going to work in a way that gives us both control and a bit of happy accident. First, grab a simple source sound. This can be a noise riser, a reversed cymbal, a synth sweep, or even a short atmospheric sound with a tail. If you want that more jungle-flavored feel, pick something with some mid-range character instead of pure white noise. Pure noise can work, but a little texture makes the result feel more like a sampled break or an old-school processed element. Drag the sound into an audio track. Turn warp on if you need it, and trim the clip so you've got a clean 1-bar or 2-bar phrase. For headroom, keep the source around -12 dB peak or so. That gives us space to push it later with effects without instantly smashing the mixer. Now comes the fun part. We're going to chop the riser into sampler material. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If the sound has obvious changes, slice by transients. If it's smoother, slice by eighth notes. And to make sure the slices are set to one shot so each piece plays fully, Ableton will create a drum rack or simpler-based setup, and now your riser is no longer just a single sweep. It's playable. That's the flip. That's what gives it that jungle edit energy. Open a slice and simpler if you want a bit more control. Slice or classic mode both work well here, and trigger playback gives you a nice immediate response. Don't worry about making it perfect. The whole point is texture. Those tiny timing differences between slices are exactly what make this feel human and sampled instead of sterile. Next, we're going to resequence the slices into a tension pattern. Don't just let the original rise play straight through. Instead, place the slices on offbeats and near the end of the bar. Start sparse, then gradually increase the density as the drop approaches. A simple beginner pattern could be this. In the first bar, place one hit on beat one and leave a gap. In the second bar, add more frequent slices on the offbeats, maybe the end of two and the end of four. Then in the last half bar, tighten it up with faster repeats or a little fill. That kind of movement feels very natural in DNB. Because the energy starts to crowd in right before the drop. This is where the rhythm becomes just as important as the pitch rise. A straight sweep can sound flat, but a chopped, breathing pattern gives it that broken break feel. Think of it like the riser is starting to act like a tiny drum part, not just an effect. Now let's make it crunchy. On the riser track, or inside the drum rack chain, add saturator first. Start with about 4 to 8 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. Then add erosion. Somewhere around 10 to 25%, and try noise or FMO depending on the tone you want. After that, add auto filter and use a low pass or band pass sweep. Finally, use utility to pull the gain back if the chain gets too hot. A really important beginner tip here: if the sound is too clean, don't just turn it up. Drive the effects harder first. Then use utility to get the level back under control. That gives you grit without losing mix balance. What we're after is not just distortion. We want crunchy sampler texture, like the sound has been printed through old hardware or resampled through a breakbeat chain. That little bit of grime is what makes the riser feel like it belongs in drum and bass rather than just sounding like a generic FX sweep. Now automate it. This is where the riser becomes part of the arrangement instead of just a sound effect. Over one or two bars, slowly open the auto filter cutoff from dark to bright. You can start somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz and work it up toward 8 to 12 kHz by the end. At the same time, bring the saturator drive up slightly as you get closer to the drop. You can also automate reverb and delay for extra movement. A little reverb early on can help it breathe, but don't leave a huge tail hanging into the drop. In fact, that's one of the big mistakes people make. Too much reverb right before impact blurs the transition. So if you use it, let it grow early, then pull it back in the final moment. Same idea with delay. A brief burst of feedback near the end can sound huge, but then cut it off before the drop lands. And don't forget the low end. Use auto filter or EQ 8 to keep the riser out of the sub area. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz if needed. In DNB, the kick and bass need that space. If the riser starts clouding the low mids or low end, The drop loses punch. Now, if you want to push this further and make it feel more jungle, resample the processed sound. Route the riser track to a new audio track and record the output. Then chop that recorded audio again. This is a classic move. Process, print, chop, reuse. It's one of the fastest ways to get unexpected texture. Take a few tiny chunks from the resampled audio and place them in the last bar before the drop. You can even reverse one of them for that suction effect. Sometimes the best result is not the original riser at all, but the printed and chopped version after processing. That second pass often gives you the real jungle flavor. Now place everything into a proper DNB arrangement context. Think in phrases. A common structure might be 8 bars of groove, then a stripped section, then a 1 or 2 bar riser right before the drop. For rollers, keep the riser subtle and let the groove stay in control. For darker neuro-leaning material, make it sharper, more filtered, and more aggressive. A really good arrangement trick is to let the riser answer the snare fill, or have it start right after a drum turnaround. That call and response relationship makes the transition feel intentional, not random. Also, keep checking how it sits with the drums and bass. A riser is not just an FX layer. It should support the groove. If the kick and snare are already busy, keep the riser simpler. If the bass line leaves space before the drop, let the riser fill that space. If the drums do a fill, the riser can intensify at the same time. You want them working together, not fighting each other. A few quick pro style ideas if you want to experiment. Try layering in a tiny reversed hit under the main riser for extra pull, or alternate between a clean sweep and a distorted chop so the build feels like it's answering itself. You can also automate small pitch rises on only a few slices, not the whole sound, which can make it feel more natural and less cheesy. And one more arrangement tip. Shorter can hit harder. In drum and bass, a one-bar transition with strong automation often feels more exciting than a long, endless sweep. The tighter the build, the harder the release can feel. So here's the recap. Start with a simple riser. Slice it into sampler texture. Resequence the slices into a rhythmic pattern. Add crunch with saturator, erosion, and filtering. Automate the tension over time. Resample it if you want more jungle character. Then place it into a real DNB phrase so it supports the drums and bass instead of floating on top of them. If it feels like it's pulling the drop forward, stays out of the low end, and leaves room for the impact to hit hard, you've done it right. For a quick practice challenge, try making 3 versions from the same source sound. Make one clean and smooth, make one crunchy and chopped, and make one dark fake out with reverse fragments and a sudden cutoff. Then test them against the same drum and bass loop. Listen for which one creates the strongest sense of movement and which one leaves the best space for the drop. That's the whole idea here. Take something simple, flip it, dirty it up, and make it feel like part of a proper DNB arrangement. Now let's move on and hear how your riser lands in context.